السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The crime of Aqaba will only increase the authority and the regime's shame and disgrace and will increase the enemy's transgression and criminality.
إن هؤلاء متبر ما هم فيه وباطل ما كانوا يعملون.
Indeed, those worshippers, destroyed is that in which they are engaged, and the worthless is whatever they were doing. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 139. Translated. While the blood of the Nablus martyrs has not yet dried up, and the wounded are still covered in their own blood, the delegation of the Palestinian Authority, PA, which now sees treason as a point of view, but rather as a way of life, meets with the greatest Jewish criminals under the auspices of the head of the Kufr and international colonialism and the protector and sponsor of the Jewish entity, America. And in the presence of witnesses of treason, the two regimes, Jordanian and the Egyptian. These criminals have come to lack all value and trample all the red and yellow lines and even the blood lines. Indeed, by Allah, they do not possess the protectiveness of the days of ignorance. So they did not respect our deen, kinship, or covenant. Who would accept to sit with the murderer of his people, coordinate plans with him, and conclude agreements with him against his people, except for a traitor and an agent? And who is one who supports his enemy against his people and considers their jihad as violence that must be stopped, except for the sinful traitor? Shame and disgrace are for them in this world, and woe and humiliating punishment in the hereafter. What they do is evil. The joint statement affirmed, and what was hidden from it is greater. The commitment to previous agreements, the commitment to the two parties to reduce escalation and prevent further violence, and the emphasis on the historical status of Jerusalem. And the Jewish entity is committed not to discuss the establishment of settlement units for a period of 4 months and do not approve any new outputs within 6 months. And that meeting takes place again in March in Sharm el-Sheikh to confirm the achievement of the aforementioned goals. In the light of this, we are interested in emphasizing the following matters. 1. The meeting with the Jewish entity at a time when its hands are dripping with blood as a result of the crimes in Nablus, Jenin, and elsewhere is considered a summit of criminality, recklessness, betrayal, and conspiracy against the people of Palestine with premeditation and malicious intent.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون.
O you who have believed, not betray Allah and the Messenger, or betray your trusts while you know the consequence. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 27. 2. Relying on the commitment of the Jewish entity to the agreements is a political absurdity. Rather, it is subordination itself, which same person does not try what is experimented twice. So how about it being experimented for 30 years?
أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
It is not true that every time they took a covenant, a party of them threw it away, but in fact, most of them do not believe. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 100. 3. The Palestinian Authority's commitment to reducing escalation and preventing violence, in addition to its crime of describing jihad as violence, means only the pursuit and arrest of the mujahideen and the increase of the pace of security coordination in pursuing them, while the criminality of the Jews will continue without oversight or accountability. The statements of Hanigbi are the best evidence, which confirms that there is no settlement freeze or any change in the situation of the sacred mosque and no restrictions on the activity of the Jewish army anywhere. What is happening tonight in the town of Hawara is the best witness and evidence. 4. Talking about preserving the historical status of the sacred plans does not mean stopping the Jews' incursions into Al-Aqsa Mosque, nor their preventing or harassing the worshippers. Rather, this criminal entity will continue to seek to impose the spatial and temporal division, as it did during the previous government, which was declaring its preservation of the historical status, while the intrusions and attacks on the mosque increased on worshippers and those in i'tikaf. This agreement is an authoritarian Jordanian-Egypt green light for this entity to continue its crimes and attacks, which was confirmed by Hanigbi in his aforementioned statement. 5. The talk about opening channels of communication and strengthening coordination between the two parties only means that the PA will provide more quote-unquote venerable security services to the Jewish entity. The follower realizes that there is no political solutions because America is preoccupied with more important and heated files, and the aim of these meetings is nothing more than the calm that comforts America from the trouble of this thorny file. O people of the blessed land, the incidents have revealed the betrayal of the authority and the regimes in an amazing way, for these regimes are not left with a fig leaf to cover up some of their nakedness, but rather they are not ashamed of their betrayal and their cooperation with those who kill you day and night, for they are closer to them.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. They are in fact allies of one another, and whoever is an ally to them among you, then indeed he is one of them. Indeed, Allah guides, not the wrongdoing people. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 51. So disavow from them and their policies, and direct your appeals to the living forces in your ummah. May your cries touch the ears of the men such as Al-Mu'tasim and Salahuddin, and he will mobilize the Muslim armies to eradicate the Jewish entity and their henchmen from their roots and relieve the Ummah from their evils, which will happen soon, Allah willing. So trust in Allah's promise and trust in your Ummah, and Allah is with you and will reward you for your good deeds.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurkum in tansurullaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum walladhina kafaru fata'sal lahum wa adalla a'malahum.
O you who have believed, if you support Allah, he will support you and plant firmly your feet, but those who disbelieve, for them is misery and he will waste their deeds. Surah Muhammad, Ayah 7 and 8. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.